Pittsburgh Section, National Council of Jewish Women, in a final interview with Milton Sussman on February 14, 1976.
It's a great day, too, Valentine's Day, dear.
Yes.
In talking about my activities at Temple, I don't think that I mentioned that I set some sort of a record, which I'm sure will not go into the Library of Congress, by heading the, or serving rather, as the advisor to the Temple Youth Group for a period of 36 years. These were the young people who came to this group after they were confirmed, which means that I had them from the age of 16, roughly to 19 or 20, when many of them went off to college, or whether the college was in town or out of the city, they withdrew from the youth group. But during those 3 to 4 years, we had an opportunity to interest these young people in the affairs of the community, the nation, of the world. We had a varied program which consisted of weekly breakfasts at which they discussed timely issues. We naturally had social functions. We spent weekends at retreats in various parts of the state. And all in all, we did what we could to help them mature just a bit more gracefully, let's say, and approach adulthood, not only with a serious purpose, but with a sense of humor, and also a sense of knowing.
You say we. Did you handle the group?
I handled the group. This is the editorial we.
Oh,
well,
right.
I had some help from the rabbis, but they were for the most part in the background. I was directly involved with the group. However, I wasn't a nursemaid. I was there on the sideline in the background, although for most of the years I moderated the discussions which we had on Sunday mornings and frequently on Sunday evenings. Our group, under my direction, was the first to hold a Friday evening service at the temple, because at that time no Friday services were held at all. It was only the Sabbath morning service, the Saturday morning service, and the Sunday morning services during the spring, the winter and spring, I should say.
And at what point did you stop this activity? Did you, well?
Well, it was, I mean, how many years ago?
No, yes.
Oh, I would say about 15 years ago, because I felt that it was time for the young people to hear a new voice and see a new face. And so I quietly withdrew.
It's a wonderful way to learn all about the young people, isn't it?
That's
to
right.
Keep up with everyone.
An excellent way, because you see them in action, you give them plenty of latitude, give them the reins and let them drive the cart. And many of those experiences were a revelation. I think I learned more from them than they did from me.
That's marvelous.
Another thing that I hadn't mentioned was a very gratifying experience I had in the spring of 1960. I think I mentioned before that I had been extremely active in the National Conference of Christians and Jews. And each year, the local chapter of NCCJ chose a Protestant, a Roman Catholic, and a Jew to honor for their respective contributions to better understanding among all creeds, races, ethnic origins. And as I say, in the spring of 1960, I was cited by the National Conference of Christians and Jews for, as the Jewish recipient for that particular year. And the citation reads, if I may, for outstanding leadership in promoting the cause of goodwill and understanding among all the people of our nation, thereby fostering amity, justice, and cooperation among Protestants, Catholics, and Jews, helping to eliminate intergroup prejudices which disfigure and distort religious, business, social, and political relations, materially aiding the work of the National Conference of Christians and Jews, and bringing us nearer the goal of the brotherhood of man under the fatherhood of God. This citation of recognition is hereby awarded to Milton K. Sussman. This sounds awfully immodest, but there it is.
It's quite an honor.
Well, I thought so. I was very pleased because, after all, what is the reward one expects from this kind of service? Certainly not monetary. I didn't want any particular status, social, political, or otherwise. And it so happens that this was a balm to my, that's B-A-L-M, by the way, to my peace of mind, because that same year, 1960, I ran for the legislature from this district and was defeated. So this helped to counterbalance the sting of that defeat, as would be true of any defeat. So much for that.
Are you still active in
yes, DCJ? Yes. I think one of the reasons why this was given me, if not the reason, was that I had just about completed 7 years on television for the National Conference in the early days of WQED. As I think I mentioned before, how we could fool the public with me as moderator for 7 years, I'll never know, but we succeeded. And the number of programs, I can't begin to tell. We did the first two of the 7 years. We went year-round, even in the summer. Then for the succeeding 5 years, we omitted June, July, and August, and resumed in the fall and went until the following spring. So much for that. I'm not too sure that I mentioned, too, in my service at the then YMWHA, now the Jewish Community Center, that I was acting director of the Department of Education at the institution for 9 years. I started out merely as a fill-in for the full-time director who left Pittsburgh to take a similar post at the prestigious 92nd Street Y in New York City. The then director of the YMWHA asked me whether I would take over temporarily until a successor to the former director could be found. I agreed to do so, and the temporary post lasted 9 years, or until I went into military service. That experience, by the way, was tremendously exciting. I had a lot of latitude to fashion the curriculum as I saw fit. Our programs met most of the demands and needs that the community had at that time for what is now known as continuing education, or leisure time study, or by whatever label these pursuits are known. And so we covered the area of Jewish subjects, Jewish history, Hebrew, Yiddish, the Bible, and also secular subjects, running pretty much the gamut of the humanities and the arts. Finally, I don't think I mentioned the traveling I did in this general tri-state area on invitation from various groups. To speak on the theater has always been a great love of mine. I have a passion for live theater. Like many others, I will do whatever I can to
really
keep it going. And so to bring people in this area a little closer to the theater, because we're, after all, in this wise, a considerable distance from the seat of the theater, New York City, Broadway. We tried by reviewing plays that were then showing on Broadway or about to be shown, bridge the gap between Broadway and the tri-state area, and either nourish an existing interest or create an interest in live theater among people who had only our one or two theaters here that brought professional theater to Pittsburgh. And this was a very rewarding experience, and I was selfish about it. It also brought me a little closer to the plays that we discussed for our audiences.
Mm-hmm. Can you recall any of them?
Oh, Yet Morning Becomes Electra, Strange Interviewed, many of Ibsen's plays that were being revived at that time. Shut that up for a minute, if you will. Many of Eugene O'Neill's, Tennessee Williams, plays of it, and of course many of the revivals of Shakespeare, which most people before whom I appeared had not only not seen, had not even read. This is regrettable, by the way. By the way, that was the era of the emergence of the group theater and the theater guild, which offered opportunities to new playwrights to mount their product and share it with the theater going community. It was a provocative era in the theater, in which you did not go to the playhouse merely to be entertained, merely to relax. It was an age in which the playwright insisted in involving you, bringing you into the arena so that you could leave the theater pondering, thinking about the issue or the problem involved. It was the time when the theater became very much a strong thread in our social and sociological fabric. And this is why I felt that it was important to share these experiences with those who were interested enough to invite me and to listen. And it was very exciting for me.
Yes, I can see.
As I said.
Would you comment a little on the state of theater in Pittsburgh now?
Well, it's not as deplorable as many would suppose. Unfortunately, our one last sentinel of the professional theater is apparently on its last legs. It's threatened with closing down forever. I hope this is not true. An attempt is even now underway to revive it and put it on a going basis as it was heretofore. However, if it does go, its demise does not mean, and will not mean, the end of live theater here. We're fortunate in that we have a proliferation of amateur or semi-professional theaters, and even one professional theater, which is virtually public property, and that's the Pittsburgh Public Theater, with which I trust you're familiar, even though it is in its infancy and has had one short season of 12 weeks, it shows tremendous promise for growing into a substantial playhouse, not only for the purpose of producing plays of merit and substance, but of conducting forums, classes, experiments throughout the community, merely for the asking. Some hope of seeing the Pittsburgh Playhouse revived. At the moment, there is a fascinating and to me very meaningful tenant of the Playhouse, which has been closed for virtually 2 years, and that's a play called The Interview, written by Tom Thomas, a local young man, and being played by Jose Ferrer and a competent supporting cast of two. This has done much to revive the hope in the resuscitation of that theater. And then throughout the community, there are various examples of the live theater, even unto supper clubs. You don't mind, as long as it's live, you don't care where it's performing, even among the clinking of glasses. So that we're not starving here by any means. We would like to see more professional theater, but I wonder whether it is not the fault of this community in not supporting an emporium like the Nixon Theater, or a project like that. Oh, I should mention, of course, Hines Hall. It has virtually supplanted the Nixon in taking off the road productions which would ordinarily come to the Nixon. During the current season, it has brought three traveling Broadway productions to the city, and according to a recent announcement, will continue to give to Pittsburgh first-rate theater, musical, comedy, straight drama, until something happens to the Nixon to bring it back into the picture. But we're doing very nicely by those appetites for live theater at the moment.
You yourself are not personally involved in this effort at the Pittsburgh Playhouse, are you?
Well, except for the support,
yes.
I've been giving it through my writings,
uh-huh.
And to give the effort the exposure.
Well, good. I'm glad.
But
you
I am,
that.
Yeah. But financially interested, no.
Mm-hmm.
As a performer, no. I had one fling at that. And I think I shortened the life of the Living Theater by at least a generation by my appearance, as I think I mentioned in an earlier interview.
But you have mentioned it in the Chronicle.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay.
Anywhere I can.
Good.
Anytime I can, I should say.
That's good. Now, is there anything else that you want to
do?